Welcome to a continuing series of messages surveying books of the Bible. Our speaker is Dr. Ken Boa, president of Reflections Ministries and Trinity House Publishers. Today's study is a look at an introduction to the Bible. Here's Dr. Ken Boa.
Welcome to the Talk Through the Bible Visual Bible Overview Series. Today we're going to give a brief introduction to the Bible to offer some background as you begin to study it. On an earthbound level, there are two fundamental sources of human knowledge, reason and experience. Both are essential to our understanding of the world about us, but they are limited. They leave unanswered the most crucial questions that can be raised. Who am I? Where did I come from? Where am I going? Is there any purpose to human existence? Where is history going? Unless there is a third source of knowledge, a source that carries us beyond the limits of reason and experience, there is no hope of finding answers to these basic issues of meaning and significance. The Bible claims to provide this third source of knowledge. It is revelation, and the belief that God has revealed Himself and His ways to man in Holy Scripture is the underlying axiom of the Christian worldview. In it, we have direct access to a revelation from a personal being who created all things and who is not subject to our limitations as fragile, finite creatures. The Bible describes two forms of revelation. These are usually called general and special revelation. According to Psalm 19, 1-6 and Romans 1:20, God has revealed truths about His invisible attributes, His eternal power and Godhead to us, through His creation, and this general revelation is available to all. In addition to the external revelation of nature, He has also implanted the knowledge of His existence in every human heart, although many have chosen to suppress this truth in unrighteousness, Romans 1:18. God's special revelation involves His more direct means of communicating to some people in a variety of ways, including dreams, visions, and angels, but most clearly in the person of Christ, Hebrews 1:1-2, and in the pages of Scripture. The Sovereign Lord of history is intimately involved in the affairs of mankind, and the Scriptures record the panoramic story of His plan to bring redemption to the earth, and ultimately to make all things new in Christ. The God of the Bible is both the Creator and the Redeemer, and the cross is portrayed as the central event of history. The Old Testament anticipates the work of Messiah in many ways, and the New Testament points back to Jesus as the author and perfecter of faith, Hebrews 12:2. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, Revelation 22:13. Indeed, Christ claimed to be the key to the Scriptures, the one of whom the entire Old Testament spoke, Luke 24:44-46. God chose to reveal Himself in a progressive way, and His written word gradually unfolded more and more truth about His person and work. It has been said that the new is in the old concealed, and the old is in the new revealed. The 39 books of the Old Testament provide the foundation upon which the superstructure of the 27 books of the New Testament is built. Mysteriously, the Scriptures claim to be completely divine and completely human. There is a parallel here to the God-man, Jesus Christ, who is fully God and fully man. God joined with sinful humanity to produce the sinless living Word, and in a similar sense, joined with sinful humanity to produce the inspired written Word. This process of inspiration was best described by Peter when he wrote that men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter 1:21. The styles, personalities, and vocabularies of the different biblical writers are quite distinct, but their work is nevertheless the Word of God. Paul added that all Scripture is God-breathed, that is, inspired by God. 2 Timothy 3:16. One of the evidences of the divine origin of the Bible is its uniqueness. First, it is unique in its production. It is one book. The Bible simply means the book. It is derived from the Greek word biblos, which means book or scroll, and yet many books. It is not merely a collection of historical narratives, letters, stories, and poetry. It is a perfect unity that is composed of many diverse elements. The Bible is a progressive revelation which harmoniously traces redemption from Genesis to Revelation. It is a unified and self-consistent portrait that centers on the person and work of Jesus Christ as its primary theme. Yet the Bible was produced over a time span of about 1,500 years. Century after century, men added to this book, unaware for the most part of one another's writings, and sometimes in the dark as to the meaning of some of their own words, 1 Peter 1, 10-12. In addition, the backgrounds of its more than 40 authors could hardly have been more diverse. They included Samuel the judge, Amos the sheep breeder, Ezra the priest, Nehemiah the statesman, and a host of other scribes, kings, prophets, poets, musicians, philosophers, farmers, and teachers. The New Testament writers include a tax collector, a physician, a tent maker, two fishermen, and two carpenters. Some, like Moses, Isaiah, and Paul, were highly educated, while others were unschooled. The Bible contains the work of freeman and slave, landowner and yeoman, prosperous and poor. Its chapters were written in palaces and in prisons, in cities and in wildernesses, in times of war and peace, and in every other circumstance. It was written in three languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek, and on three continents. The Bible is a divine library which contains prophecy, history, law, poetry, hymns, wisdom literature, stories, biography, letters, oratory, parables, philosophy, drama, exposition, and sermons. Its literary styles and themes are diverse, but it is all interwoven into a composite and unified whole. Third, the Bible's proclamations are unique. Over a quarter of the Bible was prophetic at the time it was written, and these prophecies stand alone in their graphic detail, accuracy, and scope. The subject matter of the Bible covers the whole range from heaven to hell, from the divine to the demonic, and from eternity past to eternity future. Its portrait of God as the infinite, personal, triune creator is unique. So also is its description of man in his originally perfect state, as well as his fall and sinfulness. Its message of salvation by faith and not by works, and the whole concept of the sacrifice of the God-man on our behalf is without parallel. The Bible is also unique in its historical emphasis. Other religious books and mythical accounts are written in the format of the long ago and far away. Thus, they are completely unverifiable. There is no way to examine them or support them with historical evidence, but the Bible is locked into space and time in such a way that we can know with impressive accuracy where and when its events took place. For example, Jeremiah 1, 1-3, Ezekiel 1, 1-3, and Luke 3, 1-2. Fourth, the Bible is unique in its product. No other book has so profoundly influenced the culture, thought, and history of the world. It has molded and dominated the art, music, morality, oratory, law, politics, philosophy, and literature of Western civilization. It has not only changed history, but it has also changed millions of lives. Its witness to redemption in Christ has provided hope, joy, and purpose for all who have appropriated it. As a revelation of God's love, the Bible requires a response. We must not only respond intellectually to its message, but also volitionally and morally. The Bible was divinely designed to change lives in a radical way, and it is perpetually relevant to all times and cultures. Far from being provincial or culturally bound, the word of our God stands forever, Isaiah 40:8. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. Nevertheless, many people have difficulty in putting the pieces of the Bible together. It is easy to get lost in the legal codes of Leviticus and Deuteronomy, and in the oracles of the Old Testament prophets. Without a broad overview, we will miss the harmony, grandeur, and significance of the Bible. If we limit ourselves to a snippet here and there, instead of pursuing a systematic plan to read the Bible through on a regular basis, we will be unable to appreciate the riches of this divine revelation. This Talk Through the Bible Visual Bible Overview series was developed to help you gain a synthetic perspective on the message of the Bible by providing an introduction, overview, and outline of each book. The dove Noah released from the ark soared across the wide seas that engulfed the world, found no roost, and sought again the refuge of the great vessel. So man has departed from the truths of the Bible, using wings of independence to seek distant horizons. But like the weary dove, through the years many have returned to the changeless certainty of God's Word, following years of aimless flight. As one generation begins to drift from the gospel, the following generation finds its worth anew, clinging tenaciously to its teachings as though they were the first to discover them. As the vivid rainbow hearkens every eye to an upward glance, so the Bible draws men irresistibly to its message. The rainbow does not distinguish between the eye of a poor man and the eye of a king. Its attraction and promise are the same for all who behold, if only they have the eyes to see. Men and women of all times and lands and stations in life have sought the pages of this book for comfort, wisdom, and challenge. Pioneers on horseback, truck drivers in their semis, and astronauts circling the moon have pondered its truths. Gang leaders in Harlem and headhunters in the Amazon have been transformed by its message. Though its colors are many and its spectrum is wide, it is nonetheless one graceful arch of hope over a storm-darkened planet, varied in its appeal, singular in its beauty.
Thank you for listening to this talk, which is part of a series of messages by Dr. Ken Boa. To order additional talks on CD or MP3, or to learn about any of Dr. Boa's other Bible-based teachings, go to our web ministry at kenboa.org. That's kenboa.org. Or call 1-800-DRAW-NEAR. That's 1-800-372-9632.